Humans all have a tendency to elevate our own notions of what is good, what is bad, what is best for ourselves and for others to the level of divine command. Paul, in his first letter to Timothy, calls upon his readers to obey their orders irreproachably, but he also faces us with the irony that our orders come from God, who dwells in unapproachable light, all of which is to say that we can never be certain of the nature of the orders. What we can be sure of is the one who gave them to us. St. Luke describes the dilemma of the comfortable, the highly placed, who cannot hear the word of God, even though it comes to us from one who was resurrected. This is because of our deep investment in protecting our own interests. You and I long, do we not, for a note of recognition that God's intentions for us are not always identical with our personal prejudices. Paul's irony in 1 Timothy, the deafness of the well-placed and the comfortable, are quite applicable to those who seem to think that the issues that face us today are to be best decided by doing things their way. Self-righteousness is part of our sinful nature, and there's nothing quite so oppressive as the notion that the righteous among us know what is best. If the gospel says anything, it says that those who believe themselves to be the righteous are the ones who are in trouble. The rest of us need to acknowledge that claims by some Christians to have direct access to the mind of God often comes out amazingly close to their own self-interest.